Greetings and salutations. This is Dr. Slashboy coming to you from his mobile laboratory, going to work. Hello. Hi. What's up? So, how do you deal with a bad guy? 101. First, know your bad guy. Let me tell you exactly what I did with Bennett. Here's what happened. I see him as a threat. He threatened violence. And once you do that, you cross the line. Once you cross the line, it's really hard to go back. And he kept trying to backpedal, but it came out. So I had to deal with it. I want you to look at how I dealt with this. What was the result? Once I put up the press release, he said that he was going to come back eventually. So, and he only said this to me, because he knows he has my ear. Because I like to listen to bad guys monologue. So, he kept saying he's going to come back. All right. Nobody knows how crazy this man is, because he's really certifiable. But man, do I see the crazy. And now you do too. I poked him in the crazy until he let the crazy out. That's it. I said the words that were needed to make sure that he would show you all how crazy he is. Because he is. Bennett is a delusional, sad little man. He's pathetic. And I offered him an out. I offered him a bunch of outs. I said, you promise me that you never come back to the Munch, and I'll leave you alone. But he said, no, buddy. You're a crazy dictator. You're trying to control everything. Well, okay, dude. I solved that problem without any violence. So, that's the moral of the story, kids. Solve problems without violence. Only use things that you need. I needed to show you how I deal with problems. I think really fast when it comes to problems. I'm a creative problem solver. I saw a problem. There's a threat in my house. My Munch. The Munch that is the longest running Munch in the goddamn country. He was a threat and an unknown. So what did I do? I made peace with the mall people. At the last Munch, I gathered support. I got the mall people on my back. They have my back. I have a number that I can call if I need trouble. If there is trouble. But you know what? I don't want any fucking trouble. I just want to sit back and enjoy the fucking Munch. So I'm trying to set things up so I don't have to work anymore. And if he's a liability, then I'm going to take him out. And I took him out by showing you how crazy he is. I don't want to lift a finger. Not a goddamn one. Because trust me, this is hard work. But it's work. I need to make the space safer. I need to do something. If everybody keeps punching me in the face, figuratively, by asking me what the fuck I'm doing, then I'm just gonna have to go silent. I'm gonna have to do stuff behind the scenes, like Rigger J doesn't want, and just do stuff. And tell no one. I'd much rather be up and honest about it, but the job's gotta get done. I went behind the scenes to talk to the mall people, because that's what Percival suggested. I'm frustrated. So, look what I did, and talk to me later. Peace. Out. Boo.